This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up at about 5:07, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day of the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sounds like a lot of you, we are also celebrating Steve Irwin Day here on a Bad Choice Friday.
Everybody is.
And we go down under with Olivia Newton-John. Maybe she wants to hear a fart.
Yeah, how apropos for the day. Exactly. I'm going to hear body talk.
Olivia Newton-John and Physical, we stay down under for men at work.
I come from a land down under. Did I smell and mention
her? Maybe they're talking about farting.
The thunder.
Down under.
It's all making sense to me now.
You better take cover.
Well, it stinks. Australians apparently gassy based on our story that they're asking citizens to track their farts.
On Steve Irwin Day, yes.
Yes, exactly. Men at Work and Down Under. Take it on Olivia Newton-John and Physical. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. Our question, what did the farts have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of texts here. Says, went to a wedding and had wedding food. Got home that night, let a huge fart rip. My husband caught a whiff, puked on the floor. We followed that one up with, I was taking a shower with my husband one time, and he farted. It smelled so bad, it made me vomit. I've never smelled a fart that made me puke. Ted, you've probably gotten the closest. But what I would say to anyone is do not fart in the shower.
That's a bad
one. Whether you have company, whether you're by yourself, I do not know what happens when water touches air out of your rectum, but it amplifies everything about 400 times worse than it needs to be.
And it keeps it right at eye level. You know, it doesn't, it's like the
right,
water.
It's right there.
It's keeping it down.
No, farting in the shower is awful.
Yeah, it doesn't go higher than the shower head. And that's one thing, even if I'm in the shower by myself now, like, I will pull back the shower curtain and literally aim my ass out into the bathroom, wait for it to the point where I believe it is completely aired out before I close the shower curtain.
Because you don't feel clean.
You don't feel clean and it stinks. You feel like you're just washing yourself with dirty water at that point.
What do the farts have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I was taking me back to high school as a junior, and I was playing for a select lacrosse team. So we traveled to other states to play tournaments. And so we took, like, the whole club to this tournament. It was, like, over 150 kids. And so it was down in California, and we flew. and we took up like the back third of the airplane, and I was in the front end of that back third, and just let one rip. And it was like extremely silent and extremely deadly, and to the point the flight attendant had to walk through it, and it was so bad that you could literally, like, not literally see like a smoke screen go across the back end of the plane, but from people's facial expressions you could tell.
You knew how far forward the fart had traveled based on the expressions.
Oh, it went backwards, which was even best, because that was all my teammates. Like, nobody in front of me smelled it, just all of my team behind me smelled it, and it was fantastic. And so somebody like three or four rows ahead of me, you know, hits the little call button for the flight attendant. And I was like, oh, no. So flight attendant walks through, and she's, like, gagging the entire time walking through. And then they're like, you know, can I get, like, a drink or something? And so they go back, get a drink, and then she comes back. And just the look on her face was just pure dread. And so she goes and gets the drink. And then on the way back, she has, like, a little tube that's, like, a lemon-scented spray. And she just sprays it throughout the entire plane, at, you know, like very, very, like, slyly, just over her shoulder, just as, like, spraying it as she's walking by. And I'm just, like, dying laughing. And I'm like, that was me.
Why do you think she was trying to be subtle? She had to know everyone, at least behind your row, is smelling this thing. I would cheer her on if she just made it open, like, hey, I'm doing everyone a solid, and I'm spritzing everyone.
Yeah. It was just so funny, though, because the look on her face was priceless. She's like, oh, my gosh, I have to walk through this, like, three times.
But you mentioned that you said this was a silent but deadly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's my thing, and I don't know if anyone knows the answer to this. Not that every loud fart does not smell, but it seems they're worse when they're silent. For whatever reason, if they're quiet, not you trying to sneak it out, it's just a fart, it just happens to be deadly silent, right? They tend to smell significantly worse than the ones that have all the pollen and circus. Because even my dog last night, all right? So last night, the dog's asleep. Of course, her ass is facing me. She probably farted like seven times in a row. None of them stunk. Now, the dog, I don't understand this with dogs. Apparently, human beings are the only animals that are aware when they fart. But dog farts. She pops her head up. You know, she's got her ears up trying to figure out what the sound is. And I'm like, you farted, dumbass. She goes back to sleep. Maybe 2 minutes later, like three little poof, poof, poof. She wakes up again, can't figure it out. I'm waiting for the stink. No stink happened. Other times, dog's laying on the couch. I'm watching TV. I have heard nothing but the stink that came from the dog. It is obviously a dog fart. She obviously has let this out. I did not hear it. She's right next to me. Like, why is it?
I'll tell you why.
Because I feel like nature says you have a choice. Do you want everyone to know that you farted and everyone hears it, but there's no stink? Or do you want people to perhaps be suspicious that you're responsible, but everyone smells it.
Well, here's the thing. The true litmus test on this is when you're by yourself, all right?
Yeah.
So if you do just try to sneak one out when you're by yourself, that means you're kind of afraid to push too much.
Sure.
And typically when you one out, the temperature is a lot hotter.
Was it hot?
On those, because you're almost...
Yeah.
You're close.
You're close, and you just need to get the fart out, but there's...
There's a follow-through.
The bear's running out the cave, right? So when you audibly fart, it's just
basically
a fart. It's safe. You know you're not going to do that. So even by yourself, it's the same. It's not like because there's people around you want to hear it.
Right.
I truly believe it's a temperature thing.
Based on the fact that you've put money in the vending machine, the Coke's about to drop.
Right.
So that
it's like you saying, kids, the dinner will be ready in 5 minutes. Right. You got about 5 minutes after that before you need to go to the bathroom.
Right, you're locked and loaded.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, the round is in the, like, it's,
yes,
the gun's ready to shoot.
I don't know if that's scientifically proven, but that makes a lot of sense.
Well, because Miles is, there just is something completely different. Yeah, and sometimes, I would also say sometimes, I mean, like, I don't know, maybe you're sitting on your couch watching football.
Sure.
You don't even expect it to be that bad. You're just like, ooh. And then you fart and you're like, oh, God, I got to get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I had to, like, 2 days ago, man. I was silent but deadly, probably like seven in a row, whatever it is. And I didn't realize that I had to poop, but the final one said, no, hey, man, we're trying to explain something to you. And it was bad.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha, guys. Happy positive Friday.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right back at you.
So I have to say my husband has the worst gas ever.
Ever.
Are you worried about his health?
No, because he farts everything out, but it's just horrific. So when we were first married, we were pretty poor starting off, you know, didn't have much money. And so 2 weeks after our wedding, we went on my family's annual camping vacation. And had a great time. You know, my family's given us garbage because, you know, we're newlyweds, you know, and they're always, ooh, what are you doing sneaking off? So my dad, for a wedding dinner, makes stew in a Dutch oven.
Pun intended?
And it was the best stew my family has ever eaten. It was just delicious. So my husband, being the young, hungry man that he is, had like 4 bowls of it. And I'm just like, dude, you're gross. He's, oh, I'm fine. It'll be great. So we're sitting around the campfire drinking, having a great time, and it comes bedtime. So we go to bed, and I'm like, you know, we're getting all close and snuggly and, you know, and having some fun because we're newlyweds. And all of a sudden, he rips the biggest fart, and we start laughing, and then it hits us, and then we start gagging and laughing. Now everybody outside thinks that we're having great sex, so they're, you know, cheering and rooting us on, and we are crying because we are laughing so hard, and that fart was so bad. So then we finally zip open the tent, and a gust of air comes, and everybody at the campfire starts gagging. We not only cleared out our tent, we cleared out everybody at the campfire, and then everybody went to bed.
Damn.
It was awful.
I don't even know if I could have sex with somebody if I'm 15 feet away from my parents. I mean, if there's a wall between us, and I'm in a room, but...
I'd give it to a college try.
I mean, I would, but you gotta be quiet. Like, you know what I mean? We're not giggling if we're having sex.
Hey, Candy, let me ask you this. So your husband has really bad farts. How long did you date before you farted in front of him?
Oh, my gosh, that's a great question.
Like, were you conscious of it? Were you nervous about doing it? Would you excuse yourself and go somewhere else to do it?
Ah, she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Done. What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
You remember doing, I don't know if you did them, blue flamers?
I never did. I've seen people do them enough to know not to do them.
I used to do them all the time when I was a teenager because I thought it was hilarious, and this will shock you. I've always farted a lot, but I stopped doing it the day my buddy Tony did it, and we had been doing them. All right, so it's me, 2 other guys, Tony and this guy Paul, doing blue flamers. We're like 15, 16, ha ha ha. Well, now Tony gets the idea. He gets on the floor on his back and puts his knees basically next to his ears. All right, so his ass is pointed straight up at the ceiling. And he lights the lighter, and he farts. And when he farted, I had never seen this man. It looked like Kiss was taking the stage. I mean, it was, right? Just a real quick thing, complete blue flamer. Tony screams, and it's like, you know when a little kid really hurts themselves so bad they physically leave a room? Right, that kind of thing. So Tony, he kind of screams. Me and Paul are laughing. Tony doesn't say anything. He just gets up, and he leaves. Like, he is gone, all right? So me and Paul continue to laugh. We're at Paul's house. We're not at Tony's house. When Tony reemerges, we're down in the basement when the blue flamer happens. When Tony gets back downstairs, he's wearing a pair of Paul's mother's shorts and a pair of her underwear, which we thought was kind of weird. If you knew Tony, you just
I mean, I
shocked.
Know Tony. I've met him. But, yeah. Like, why did he need to put on her underwear?
Well, that's kind of... Well, when he came down in the shorts, Paul's like, dude, are those my mother's shorts? They're very obviously women's shorts. And he's like... Yeah, and he's kind of angry about it. We're like, what's up, man? And he's like, I burned the inside of my butthole. We're like, it couldn't have been that bad. He held up his underwear, right? And at that time, everyone's still rocking the tidy whities. It looked like someone took a cigar and butted it out.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it burned all the way around. But he could not sit down for like 3 days after that. It kind of burned his insides. His mom, turns out, is a nurse. So when he's, as he explained it, very humiliating, but as he's walking around the house very gingerly, you know, his mom's like, Tony, what's wrong? I don't want to talk about it. Tony, what is wrong? You're not sitting down. You're not doing anything. So he explained what it was that we were doing. She's a mom, so she gave him an earful for that in the first place. But basically, she had to check his ass at home. And he's like, I'm leaned over my bed. My mom's behind me. I'm 15 years old.
She's also
like,
a nurse.
And she's a nurse. But yeah. It's like,
still,
Tony,
it's your mom.
You have at least second degrees on the inside of your anus. You know, you can do this, all this ointment, all this
right,
crap.
So it was Tony's house.
No, this is when he went home.
That's when he went home.
Right. After we parted company, he went home. But as he put it, his mom's like, Why are you walking like that? No reason. Did you get in a fight? No, I didn't get in a fight. Why can't you sit down? I don't want to talk about it. And finally, he came clean. It's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
But why did he grab your buddy's mom's stuff?
Because that we were at Paul's house.
So his
shorts and his underwear had a hole burned clean through them. So he didn't. His basic premise was, I'm not putting back on my pants or shorts, I don't remember, or my underwear, which he showed us, but they had the hole burned all the way through. So in his quest to find something else to put on, he did not consider maybe going into Paul's room and borrowing his clothes. He grabbed a pair of underwear from Paul's mother and a pair of Paul's mother's shorts.
I'm just saying, even if I'm I'm in Miles' neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Miles, something terrible has happened, right?
Where's your daughter's shorts?
Right, you know what's really throwing me off is the underwear.
Yeah.
I can imagine wearing somebody else's shorts, but why didn't you put on his mom's underwear?
Man, he was not going to go commando, and in his mind, that made the most sense. Maybe you want to put on a pair of underwear that did not touch penis.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803.
I mean, I've let a buddy borrow a pair of underwear, but it was
I don't want a bag.
Right, he was just like, look, we need to go to this thing. I don't have any other clothes. I was like, all right, well, look, they're clean. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. That just bugs me. Dude wearing his other dude's mom's underwear.
Brother, I've known Tony since 1983. And I know a lot about him. I know how he is. And I'm at a loss to explain why he is the way he is. He's just Tony, man.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Do your thing. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So I have absolutely done blue flamers in my long past. You know, being 45 now, it's been quite a spell, but definitely I've done those. Thankfully, I didn't experience any of that. But
that's the only time I've seen a lot of people do blue flamers. That is the only one I saw like that. And seeing the aftermath of it, I'm like, that's all right.
Yep.
That's all right. So my story is, and this happened probably 10 years ago or something, yeah, quite a while ago, maybe even longer. But a friend of my wife's and mine, who we both work with, had come over on a weekend, and he's like this Italian, this Sicilian dude, right? He's like, I'm going to come over and make you all a meal. You know what I mean? And so he made the pasta, blah, blah, blah. But he also made roasted garlic cloves.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
In the oven.
Those are great.
Those are great. Those are amazing. And we ate the crap out of them. Okay. You know, the night was great, you know, blah, blah, blah. The night ended, you know, there was no obviousness to it. Right. But when, in the middle of the night, I don't know, 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m., the darkness time. Right. I woke up from a dead sleep and I could barely breathe because all I could smell was horrific garlic. And I love garlic. This was not great times.
Listen, man, Miles and I had this conversation just yesterday. And one of the foods I pointed out as far as when you fart, you're reminded of what you ate. And I pointed out specifically roasted garlic. It definitely smells different, but I mean, I'll forget that I had roasted garlic, and either you ride in the toilet or you fart, and instantly I'm like, I had roasted garlic because this smells like roasted garlic, kind of.
That's right. That's right.
Was it you or was it your wife?
Oh, both of us. 100%
okay.
Both of us.
Okay. Like, all right. So it was combined effort.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Group effort. That's right.
I will say roasted garlic, man. I'm telling, look, if you don't believe me, have some roasted garlic tonight, whatever. When you fart tomorrow, within 12 hours, when you fart, you'll be like, that smells like roasted garlic. Like, if they roasted garlic in hell, that's what it smells like by the time you fart it out. But you go like, I had roasted garlic. No
it's
doubt
good
about
band
it.
Band name.
What's that?
Roasted garlic in hell. What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Karen Daly is the fantasy football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Loser
on the week. So Terrence coming in to take on the FCC. Ted versus the FCC on the way at 4:35 right after emails and our question. What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's a quick one. Says, one time I farted and the TV turned on. I was high. Didn't realize I was sitting on the remote at the same time I farted. I thought I had magical farts.
That's propulsion.
Yeah, that's getting it done, man.
What else can you turn on with your ass?
That's kind of impressive, though.
I am actually very impressed by that. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hola. Doing well. Good.
Positive Friday.
So I was having a family reunion that coincided with my 50th birthday, and family games croquet, so a bunch of us were sitting around watching croquet. And I let weaker that just went for a long time. My mom, my sister, like, Michael, stop that. What are you doing? And my brother, my uncles laugh, and I turn around. My brother's got this little smirk on his face, trying not to laugh. And so I looked at him and I said, 50 years old and still tight. just ripped laughing.
Yeah. I got that. I got that same problem now.
What's that?
Well, just the tightness.
What? Voluntary tightness?
No, just the fact that since I had a hemorrhoidectomy, it's not the same as it was.
So is it tighter than it was?
Yeah, I mean, they took 4 inches off the...
So what does that change about your farts? It has to change the sound.
It changes everything about pitch, everything that comes out of it.
The length? Like, are you have longer or shorter farts now? On average?
It's not really the time length, it's the pitch.
Okay, so it's just a higher pitch.
Think
now.
Of a tuba... And then
you're not playing the saxophone.
Think of a trumpet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's the same idea.
Did it, like, throw you off your game? Because, look.
A smaller horn.
In my experience, right? Like, you get used to your own smell. You certainly get used to the sound of your own farts. Because, generally speaking, unless something really is going wrong in your stomach, they're always about the same.
Yep.
It would, to me, that's like waking up and finding out you have a completely different voice. Did they give you any warning? Like, hey, man, one thing you're going to notice is when you fart, it's going to be high pitched.
The recovery was like 3 months.
All right.
So it took so long, I just wanted to not be in pain.
Yeah.
So to me, I did not care. I just wanted the pain to be over with because it was just brutal.
How high pitched was it?
Well, I mean, they weren't before. They were more like, you know, a tuba.
Mm.
Right. And, yeah, like a foghorn. You know, like,
and now,
when the Kraken score, an old fairy horn, you know. But now it's kind of more of a high pitched
car horn.
Like an 80s metal band?
Like exactly.
One woman has become so fed up with her husband's smelly farts that she's decided to divorce him.
Damn.
And she shared her story and explained that when they initially got together, she actually did not have a sense of smell due to COVID.
Okay.
So when they initially started dating, she could not smell anything. She wrote, once we got married, things went downhill very quickly. He started inhaling as many snacks and as much dairy as possible at night.
Sometimes he would go out and get a deep dish pizza, some fried cheese mozzarella sticks, a loaded pizza, and devour it all. This would happen at 11 o'clock at night. She went on. At first, I thought it was just a bad fart here or there, but as the night progressed, I realized that the bad farts were becoming a nightly nightmare. And I know what stinky farts are, even bad sulfuric farts. These are not simply either of those. These are incomparable, or incompatible, as she said, quote, with life itself. The first one really hit me in the face, and I projectile vomited. I could taste it. There were almost tangible objects in the air. I'm convinced they are soaked into the carpet and the walls of our apartment. The woman feels there might be something actually medically wrong with her husband, as his farts are so bad. And she added, these farts are almost alive with late a mind night, of their own.
Late night deep dish pizza and mozzarella sticks. Yeah. I don't know anything wrong with them, but that'll get it.
She says, his farts are terrifying. If there was a horror movie made about farts, he would star. She revealed her husband went out of his way to fart around her despite her reaction. It got to the point where I had to stop sleeping in our bedroom the second month of our marriage. Not only that, I had to blast the AC, stuff towels under our door, stuff towels under my daughter's door, turn the fan on in both rooms, and sleep in her room with her. But he would sneak into her room and fart when I was almost asleep so that I would start dry heaving. I had to start sleeping with the door locked. Exhausted and unhappy, the woman begged her husband to stop eating so much food, but to no avail. He said he will always choose the vibrational fart feeling and the fart smell and the grease snacks and the cheese above me. After he said that, I filed for divorce. Our question, what did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, in her defense, that story sounds harsh at first. But then if, like, you look at your wife and go, sorry,
I'm picking all this over you?
Yeah, like, I kind of get her point of being like, cool, we'll just get divorced.
Right. It's more what he said. Text came in and says, I feel this man's pain. According to my ex-wife, that's one of the reasons why she left me. I fart too much. I can't believe they'd add that.
You're just piling on at that point.
Right, at that point,
I'm
just
sorry.
Angry.
You know the real reason, whatever his name is. It's
actually
not that.
I read an article today, and I didn't bother to print this one up. I just thought it was interesting. It's a Gallaudet University that's predominantly a deaf school.
Gallaudet in D.C.
Gallaudet, yeah. Okay, so this woman went to Gallaudet, and she's one of the very few people.
Frederick, right? Is that Frederick or D.C.?
I don't know.
No. Gallaudet's in D.C.
It is.
But she's one of the very few people that could hear. She was not deaf, but she went to this university. And they were asking about her experience, and she said that the one misnomer that everyone has, because it's a school for the deaf, you assume that it's a very quiet place. And she goes, it's the exact opposite. Most of these people there have been deaf for their entire life, so they have absolutely no self-consciousness about any of the sounds she makes. So she said when she was studying, the two things that she heard all night, every night, were them having sex. And she goes, look, and it's different, man, because, you know, they don't know, quote-unquote, to keep quiet.
Right.
Because no one can hear
you. You're reacting to your feelings.
But she said it's... What she learned
is primal.
It is primal, but if you are not deaf, we still control how we sound.
Correct.
And she said, when you are not deaf,
we are consciously.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's primal.
They're getting after
it's
man.
It's ooga booga.
So she's like, it didn't sound sexy. You just know that I'm in sex, but I mean, it's like,
yeah, that's just guttural sound.
But exactly. She said, the other thing you heard, she said, farts. And she goes, it didn't matter what class you're in. It didn't matter if it's night. It doesn't matter if you're in the library. But she said, look, if you've never heard a fart, like, you know you're farting, and they're aware that it stinks, right? But not every fart stinks, so they would just have it. And she said, you'd be in the library, you're studying, and it's just... And her point was, you don't realize how many people have to fart at roughly the same time in a group of people, because if you can hear, you hold it, or you sneak it. She goes, they have no idea. So you're sitting in the library, and like you could not concentrate. If there's 40 people in there, 30 of them were farting.
Especially if it's like in the morning, people are drinking coffee.
Absolutely.
By the way, interesting fact about Gallaudet, they have a football team. And they roll out a giant, bass drum.
Okay.
You know, like the one that like the
12th man would hit, kind of?
Right, but it's like stand it up, so you got to like pound on it on the side. And that's, honestly, that's how they do their play calls. Because you can't have a cadence.
Nobody so is it almost like a Morse code, essentially?
Right. They thump it, and if you know, they just know if they're going on two or three thumps.
Okay, so they feel the vibration.
They feel the vibration in the ground. I can't remember if they... I think they might like move it up and down with the line of scrimmage. But
sure.
Yeah,
I'm not the coach of that team. Like, look, man, we're just going to give it away. All calls on one. I'm sorry, but you can't hear one, so how the hell do you know?
Well, he can't yell that. That's what I'm saying. Right, you got to wait. Not all the other teams are deaf. So they're listening for the thumps.
Right.
Every once in a while, you're like, let's wait till the third.
Yeah, but if I'm a wide receiver lined out, I've got to physically watch the ball being snapped before I take off. I can't hear hut one, hut two.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's crazy. They can even play football.
I don't think it'd be any different
than if I'm a wide receiver and you're playing, hell, in Seattle, Kansas City, the crowd's against you, right? If I'm on the other team, you can't hear anyway. You know those receivers are staring at the ball.
Well, listen, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you're a wide receiver and you jump off sides, right? Like, I say it all the time. There's no excuse. You're looking at the ball, right? Right. Like, the tackle and the guard are a little bit
off the cadence.
Right. They're listening to the cadence, and they can't stare in at the ball because they can't keep moving their heads. That's why it's like, yeah, deaf or a regular, like, listening person, like, you're looking at the ball.
Right.
what did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So a while back, me and some buddies going up camping for the weekend out in the woods, and one of the buddies never been really out in the woods, never been camping, and, you know, we're eating horrible food, we're drinking and sitting around the fire, and we're farting, and one of our buddies, you can kind of tell, like, progressively over the weekend, his farts just keep getting worse and worse, and you can kind of see, like, he's starting to get uncomfortable, and it's like, you know, we finally convinced him, like, hey, man, you need to go take a walk. You need to go figure it out, get it out. He's kind of hesitant. But anyway, he goes and takes a walk, and 10, 15 minutes later, he comes back, and he's, like, soaked. His shirt's all wet, and it's like, what happened? We'd never really been out in the woods, so whatever possessed him to go take an ass, he got down like a crab with his hands and feet, and one valve opens, the other valve opens, and, I mean, he peed all over himself.
Damn. Oh,
wow. Okay. Yeah, he's not the veteran of the outdoors, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why not crouch down? I don't know what possessed him to choose that position. But yeah, that's a joke that goes around still to this day.
Yeah, I would never let that one go.
He's a one camping experience guy.
I wouldn't even invite him back, man.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I mean, he probably don't want to go.
You ever peed a little when you farted?
No,
I have. Like, I knew I had to pee, right? But it's one of those, like, anything.
Oh, yeah.
When you're an adult, like, I got another hour before it's going to get bad, right? You know the pee is there, but it can wait. And then you decide you have to fart. Then you realize all of those muscles kind of work in tandem. Mm-hmm. So you start to fart, and I'm like, I just peed a little in my pants. I'm going to go ahead and go to the bathroom. Like, I'm not proud of this, but that just happened.
And it definitely happens when you're at the urinal.
Oh, the urinal.
Like, sometimes you'll be peeing, and then it's like, I got to fart, too.
And then sometimes you go, oh, I need to go into the stall.
I need to poop.
Yeah, I need to stop this and go over there.
I hate that move when there's other people in the bathroom. Like, because you're at the urinal, you're peeing. And you flush the toilet. And then, you know, there's people watching you walk to a stall to go finish the other half of your business. And you just want to say to your body, like, can't you coordinate this? Can we just get it all done at once?
Depends on the size of the bathroom.
All right?
So, like, here, right, there's two stalls, or three stalls and two urinals. So if I'm standing next to you, it's just me and you, the urinal, and you start farting. I'm like, all right. But I feel like when you're at like a concert or mainly a sporting event, because those are earlier in the day, like I think people are just ripping farts left and right. Nobody really cares.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, we're out here, you know, at a trough.
I still hate farting when I pee in the public bathroom. Like you said, if there's a bunch of people there, because the fart lasts as long as the pee does, right? So if your pee lasts 30 seconds, for whatever reason, most farts don't last that long. But in this case, it lasts exactly as long as I'm standing at the urinal. Yeah. So it's just as long.
Well, look, I mean, truth be told, typically when I play golf really early. So I still haven't gotten everything out of me. And that's the one thing about golf. When people are teeing up from a tee box, you're as quiet as you possibly can be. You don't make any noise. But for whatever reason, in guy code, if you want to let one rip, it's right in the middle of the backswing. Because you can always just excuse it off, even though obviously you've done it.
Plus, Miles,
I've only seen that move about 50 times in my life, where it's just like, right, I'm done to me, like, damn it.
You're running a trifecta of actually, there's four things working against you. A, it's early.
Mm-hmm.
B, you like coffee.
Also like liquor.
I was going to say, there might be an alcohol involved. And trust me, I know from noon kickoffs on the East Coast, like drinking a beer or something in the morning, it's like having a cup of coffee.
Oh, it's
and then you're smoking a cig. I'm like, how do you keep it together out there?
I'll tell you what, anytime I have a drink of alcohol, the first thing I need to do is go use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it runs right through me. It clears everything out. So I'll get home, crack a beer before you know it. Like, oh, God. I need to take five here before I go out.
You're rolling the dice playing that early, dude.
What did the fart have to do with the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So get right into it. Back in high school, I had a big crush on this girl, and we had a PE class together. And it was back at the time when you have to do, like, the physical tests, run the mile and do push-ups and sit-ups.
The presidential.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's going to hold those, hold your feet down while you do the sit-ups.
Somebody's always getting farted on in those.
Uh-huh. And so I partnered up with this girl that I had a big crush on, and today we're doing sit-ups. And as soon as I get started, I start feeling the rumbling in my gut, and I get stuck in a dilemma. Do I not do sit-ups and look like a huge wuss, or do I run the risk of ripping a fart right in her face? And I think I got 3 sit-ups in and just ripped one right in her face.
There's nothing you can do. And when I was in elementary school, we had the same thing. The presidential fitness test is always toward the end of the year, and it was specifically, well, it seems like push-ups and like the 50-yard dash, right? Or not push-ups, sit-ups. And right, you always had someone else holding your legs. I never did it with a girl, probably because I thought
I think that was Reagan. Or was that
Kennedy? It was a leftover.
Was it Kennedy? Was it
leftover
Kennedy?
From Kennedy?
Do they not do it anymore?
I've never heard of it being done again.
I believe they do, because remember,
I definitely did it in the '80s and nineties.
If you hit like a certain goal, you got like the patch and all the crap. But anyway,
the 5 pull-ups are the ones that killed me. I could do everything else except for the 5 pull-ups.
Man, we did the sit-ups, and the problem was, you know, once you start farting and laughing, because the guy holding your legs, he's begging you to stop, but they're laughing. You're laughing because you can't stop farting. But everyone's totals are really low, so our gym teacher would always get mad at the class, like, how could you only do, like, 7 push-ups in 1 minute, or whatever it was? And it's like, I could do more, man, but, like, by a sit-up 5, you know, I started farting, and I always remember this guy, Jamie, specifically, holding my legs, and he's laughing that I couldn't do more. But the teacher, and look, this was a universal excuse from every kid there, and I don't know if the teachers acted like they didn't know, because once they blew the whistle and said go, half of the class that's doing the sit-ups, all of us were farting.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us. And then they were always disappointed. And same thing with the 50-yard dash. They'd always pair us up and you'd run down and do your time, right? And inevitably, it's me or it's the guy next to me. One of the two of us, every step you took was a fart. So when the run is...
One of the most audible farts I've ever heard in my life. We used to do... in high school, we did lifting at the end of the day. So even if you weren't playing the sport, you still had to go and do some physical conditioning, and lifting was a part of that. So 3 or 4 days a week, that's where we were. The wrestling team, we shared the same area. So typically we would lift when they were either doing their matches or whatever the deal was. So we get done lifting, and this is the guys that are football players but are not wrestling, because there's a lot of cross-pollination there.
Yeah.
But they were having their match. In our gymnasium that night. So, like a lot of kids in high school, man, you support your other teams. So we always go to the women's basketball games, the guys' basketball games, whoever our sport was.
Sure.
You know? But they had a wrestling match there, and they had, like, you know, 6 or 7 teams. So we get done with lifting. We go into the gymnasium auditorium, which is all wooden bleachers, the pull out of a wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So there's no backs to these seats. You could fold those in, and they'd be a wall of bleachers. We pull them all out. You know, everybody's sitting in there. The fans are coming in and everything else. And we go to the top right, you know, in the auditorium. Better view. We can be a little loud. We're high school kids. Some kid from another team, I don't know, you couldn't really see it. You could hear a little bit of a snap, all right?
Ooh.
And the guy that he was wrestling against, they were both from different high schools. The other guy jumps up, and the ref waves his hands, and then the coach runs over. And the horrific look on these guys' faces, you know, it was that you could hear a pin drop, except for John Hargis.
Oh, no.
And I mean,
he ripped one right then.
Right then. It was like, and the whole auditorium went from being very concerned about this. I don't know if he broke something in half. I don't know what happened, because there were people standing all around him. But, I mean, you could hear this thing just ripped through the entire auditorium like a pin drop. And it was echoing off the wood. And it was...
Yeah, it's those bleachers, man. They're so loud.
We're just like, Jesus, Art.
Did he do it on purpose?
Oh, yeah. People are in that gasp. Like, oh, no, is he going to be okay?
Right.
Sorry.
I mean, credit to him. That's good timing.
Nothing
to mess with.
Taryn Daly is coming up. It's her turn to take on the FCC. So, Taryn versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. And we got your emails from the men's room at KISW.com up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.